Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Hey, welcome into the Friday edition of Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezvik here with you on this Friday morning. Hope everybody is doing well. Joe Rex Road, good morning. You're looking great. How we doing?
Well, thank you. I'm doing as well as I look, which that's sometimes good. Isn't great. I guess today that's all right.
Today, you're doing great. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. It's Friday. Get excited. We have the weekend here. Even though it's going to be crazy in Nashville, I will avoid downtown with all the traffic, CMA Fest, prepare for a lot of traffic this weekend. But I'm doing great today. Thank you.
Well, the good news is Joe's got a nice weekend in Hattiesburg, Mississippi coming up.
How could I forget?
That's true. Hattiesburg, where there's, as Mike Wilson has pointed out, there is not an Applebee's.
Well,
have you seen this Twitter battle he's been in with the Mississippi Southern Miss fans?
I have not. Now, granted, there's not an Applebee's a whole lot of places now, but
right. So Mike Wilson, immediately goes to the internet to complain about it being in Hattiesburg, and he finds out that there's not even an Applebee's, but he's kind of like joking. So there's like all these memes they made of like Tony Vitello like crying, like the team bus is at an Applebee's and it's closed, and it's fantastic, man.
Wow, so like Southern Miss Twitter is in one on Mike Wilson, huh? How about
they,
that?
They are. And then did you see the West tweet yesterday?
No.
I did. I saw the West tweet.
Okay. Well, I know we weren't going to get into this in it, but now that like it just came up, let me just so Wes Rucker, 24/7, and both, Mike Wilson, Wes Rucker, all the Vols, the beat, what a crew it is, all friends of the show. Obviously it was close between the two places where it was going to be, and it goes to the Hattiesburg Regional. Wes tweets, looks like I won't be covering the Vols Baseball Super Regional in person. Only seating option I have is one with no view of the field. I'll sit anywhere without complaint, but you can't cover what you can't see. Super great decision on the site, NCAA. You're such a damn joke. And
feisty.
Needless to say, Wes is that tweet is getting a little bit of reaction, including a guy from USM who's like, "Hi, Wes," and he you're out. Essentially, every outlet only gets one credential in the seat. And Ben McKee, friend of the show, is actually their baseball beat writer. So, Wes was going as a columnist. But anyway, a lot of feistiness this week between Vols media and Southern Miss fans. So I'm looking forward to the clash of the Titans in Hattiesburg, not just on the baseball diamond.
That excites me. That adds a little bit of pop to this matchup already, Rex Road. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Man, maybe we can, maybe we can all just settle it on the diamond crusted volleyball court,
Yes, maybe so. We'll get into Tennessee's matchup against Southern Miss in the Super Regional coming up a little bit later in the show. Florida wins in overtime last night in the Stanley Cup final. So that series is 2-1. Matthew Tkachuk, a clutch goal, and then Carter Verhaeghe wins it in overtime after just a horrendous penalty call to end regulation and put Vegas on the power play. So glad that that's not a thing today and that Florida actually won. So that good thing that we have a series there. But 2-1, we'll see if the Panthers can even things up on home ice coming up in game 4 on Saturday night. But, Joe, we begin with Kevin Byard and Titans minicamp yesterday. Kevin Byard gave his long-awaited press conference yesterday, and there were some things that he said that were interesting. I would say that there were probably more things that he did not say that were interesting as well. But, Joe, we're going to get to a couple of clips from Kevin Byard here in just a second. But firstly, just your reaction generally to Kevin Byard yesterday.
Well, I guess he said a little less than I would have thought. I thought he might get a little bit into his feelings. but he didn't want to do that. And we can listen to some of what he said, but I don't big picture in terms of what it all means, I don't think anything really differently than I did before. I think it's a moot issue from the club side. I mean, even after the presser, we were talking, we as in other, media folks talking, maybe in camp, some contender out there loses their star safety and is desperate. And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, I guess, but like at this point, like the Titans know that you just take the win total down if they don't have Kevin Byard on the team this year. I mean, he is that important. I'm not saying a safety making that much money is how you want to normally do business in the NFL. I get it, but you take him off this team, and it's markedly worse on defense. So right now the Titans are looking at DeAndre Hopkins. How could we look at DeAndre Hopkins and then look at Byard and think that the Titans are doing anything right now but trying to win, right? So, but from the team side, I think this is a dead issue and has been. I think Hopkins helps illuminate that. From the Byard side, I still look at this. He told us all about, he had a plan and he was doing ramping up with his trainer earlier and all this stuff, kind of like he was going to do this anyway. And then Paul PK asked him, so you're going to be at OTAs next week? He's like, yeah, I'm not going to get into that, Paul, But look, I still kind of look at this as a whatever I call it, like a tax, from Byard. Yeah. A little bit of like, appreciate me, that's still how it feels. He didn't come out and say that, so that's just me. That's my opinion. That's my speculation. But as far as like lingering awkwardness or whatever, I mean, he laughed that off. I mean, like I've seen Vrabel a bunch of stuff, and it's and he had a lot of nice things to say about Rand Carthon. I mean, he understands the business. He's seen good friends. He's seen Jarrell Casey just see ya for a fourth round pick or whatever. He knows what the business is very, very well. So there's no lingering issue here.
So Kevin Byard was asked about taking a pay cut yesterday, and we knew that question was coming from the Titans media yesterday. Here's what Kevin Byard had to say when asked about the conversation of taking a pay cut.
How did you feel when they came to you to ask about pay reduction?
I mean, I don't really want to get into my feelings or anything about that and any emotions about, I guarantee you I would not be the last player, and I haven't been the first player to come to about a pay cut. I let my agent and the organization or obviously Rand and the GM handle those things. I felt it was very important for myself, though, and for me to come here and be a leader and be the person I've always been, making plays, communicating and things like that. So. And that's all who I'm always going to be. And I just felt that was very important for me.
So that was Kevin Byard on that part of it yesterday, which, as you said, Joe, he didn't go much down the road of discussing the actual conversation about taking the pay cut and talked about, wanted to come in to be the leader that he always is and always will be. And we know this about Kevin Byard. I mean, Kevin Byard's going to be ready to play. Kevin Byard's going to, when he's in the building, is going to do the right things. He's going to lead all those things. So that part of it was fine. There was another answer yesterday that he gave, though, that I found to be pretty interesting. And that was when he was asked about, whether or not there are conversations about him being on the move. And here's what Kevin Byard had to say on that front.
Was there any conversation about you being moved or you talking to them about moving you or anything like that?
Like I said, I really, really didn't get into all that. Really don't want to get into all that because, like I said, man, at the end of the day, I came here for minicamp and I came here to make sure I was going to focus on football. And that's all I'm focused on right now. Like I said, I hire people to handle business like that.
Now, that answer, Joe. Mm-hmm. I understand that he had no interest in getting into like the pay cut stuff and how he felt and all that stuff. But I feel like, and this is just me, and you can tell me if you disagree. I feel like if there was no conversation on him being moved or if he didn't approach like, well, just trade me if you don't like the salary that you're paying me. Like, isn't that a pretty easy question to shut down if that didn't happen? And he did not shut that down.
Yes, I agree with you. And so I guess what we come to there is maybe Jared was right.
Maybe so.
No, I agree. I mean, that's one of those where And I mean, that's why I asked it. I sounded really gravelly and
capital J journalism, Rex Road.
Professional well, there asking that question, but that's why it was an important
question.
Mahogany
microphone at that time. You do now.
Yeah, my pipe, Kevin. You know, Mike Wallace over there. No, but no, I mean, it was, I think that was an important question, and that's why I agree with you. I mean, when he, the fact that he didn't just say, no, was like, oh, okay. So, but you know what? That's, of course, you always got to remember, and it's good that he mentioned, you know, my agent. It's not like he's in a room, you know, he and Rand are yelling at each other in a room, right?
Right.
I mean, these things are negotiated through an agent. But, you know, it sound like it could have been something like, well, then you know what? If you don't want to pay my salary, trade me. I mean, I guess if you think about it, like that is kind of a natural thing to say at some point in there, right? I mean, in the moment of being asked about a pay, or in the short term of being asked about a pay cut, that I suppose that gives you the doubt about whether the team is going to employ you at your contract,
right?
You know, so. So that, I guess it's kind of semantics, but I agree. His answer to that, definitely, I would have assumed. It's kind of like the day that John Hines, you know, sat up there with David Poyle and Barry Trotz. Like, you just assume, like, Paul Skorina asked a question. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, he's our coach. He's sitting here. You know, you figure it's just going to be instantly shut down. And I figured that question would be like, oh, no, I never would ask that. No. And right. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to get into that. So that part of it does open up. Now, that doesn't, to me, change what I just said, which is right now things have progressed. He's on the contract, he's playing, he fits it, you know, fits into their cap, and on they go.
Right. Like, I don't think it's going to change what Kevin Byard does, you know, while he's here in the relationship and all that. But, you know, I do think there are people that would say, well, he just didn't want to talk about any of it. And to me, I understand what you're saying there, but that's different than shutting down whether or not there was like a trade request. Like that's a different conversation there. So I found that part of it really interesting yesterday. We're off and running. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. We'll take your reaction to Kevin Byard's comments yesterday. What did you think? Are you convinced that the issue is behind Kevin Byard and the Titans? We'll take your thoughts. 615-737-1025. Mark, hang with us. We'll get to you coming up next as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game, presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. Call TJ's team today to see why they are referred to so often. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook, live from our 1025 The Game studio, brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Taking your thoughts on the Titans and Kevin Byard's comments from yesterday. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Mark in Nashville. Mark, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, how you doing? What's up, Robbie? Joe? How y'all doing, man?
Mark, we're doing good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I've got a couple of things. Yo, Robbie, you think with the situation with Baird, you know, Kevin maybe still being into his feelings a little bit, you think he's a Titan by the end of training camp? Do you think he's traded? Or you think this is his last year with the Titans?
Well, I would – Joe, the interesting question there to me is that last one. Like, is this his last year with the Titans, given the salary that he's got at his on the table right now?
Exactly. I think that's very possible. Look, I think Tannehill, Byard, Henry, all could be in there. I mean, if I had to guess right now, it's the last year for all of them. I guess more like, I mean, Tannehill, I think more likely than the other two, but I would say so. But like trading, first of all, I think it's highly, highly unlikely there's a team out there taking that contract on to its books. And that the Titans are getting anything of value. If the Titans do that, they're punting on this season. Right now they're chasing DeAndre Hopkins. So they're not punting on the season, right? We know this. So no, I think it's almost 0% on that. I mean, you can never rule anything out completely with injuries and things that may materialize, but I think it's close to zero.
Hey Joe, how many teams you think out of the SEC is gonna get into the World Series over in Omaha? How many teams you think, and who you got as your pick
Kentucky
to win it all?
That's That's a great question. You know, that's a great question. So let's see. So who do you got left in the SEC? You've got, obviously, you got Kentucky, LSU playing. Arkansas got bounced. Vanderbilt got bounced. Alabama is up against it against Wake Forest, right? So I do not like them.
They got the Vols.
Right. You got the Vols. You've got I'm sorry, Michelle, but I got to go with LSU at home.
So you're choosing Caroline Fenton over me. It's fine.
You also have another one in South Carolina, Florida. I'm going to go with Florida. So I like Tennessee. I like Florida. I like LSU. And I think that would be it, right?
So hey, three. Michelle, that's okay. I'll roll with you with Kentucky. I'll jump on the bandwagon with you. I don't know how far they're going to go, but I'll go with it.
You're a true one, Mark.
Hey, Joe, I got one more question. I've been wanting to ask you this for a while. Joe, are you a Michigan State grad?
I am.
I just want to ask you this. I know y'all not even talking about this on the show, but, you know, I love college football. Mel Tucker, you paid him all that money. And Mel's a good guy, good coach. Joe, does he survive the Big Ten and the season this year? At the end of the year, are we still saying Mel Tucker is the coach of Michigan State? Because he's had it kind of bad here lately. Transfer portal hadn't helped him. He's lost a lot of good players. The Big Ten's getting better with Purdue, Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan. I mean, he's kind of falling way down the ladder. What do you think of that situation? I'm going to let you go. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks for calling, Mark.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he had a great second season, but he also had Kenneth Walker, who was a great player. I think that was a big part of it. Fell off big time last year. So, I mean, they gave him, you know, it's basically a guaranteed contract. So I think he'll be the coach. You know, Matt Ishbia fronted a lot of that money for that contract. Matt Ishbia is out here with the Suns doing all this stuff. He had to withdraw his like NIL money from Michigan State athletes because he owns the Suns now. So I don't know, man. I'm sorry, Sparty. I don't root for you, but I wish you the best of luck.
Shout out to Tom Izzo, friend of the program.
Don't get mad at me, Tom.
Yeah, please don't. So, John, don't
tower over me and pummel me.
Yes.
Because he's
a gigantic human. Yes. So, John, I'm looking at a headline from our friend Gentry Estes from the Tennessean, and the headline reads, quote, "Something seems amiss with the Kevin Byard situation and Tennessee Titans in general." And it's the latest column from Gentry Estes this morning regarding the Kevin Byard interview and podium time yesterday. And, you know, he basically was kind of focusing in on this column on the things that he didn't say and how many times he's talked about, quote, "I'll let my agent and the organization," or obviously Rand, the GM, handle those things. Obviously, just, you know, Kevin Byard, look, he had no interest in getting into that conversation publicly yesterday. But kind of the general takeaway from what I've gotten through with this piece from Gentry so far is it's pretty clear that Kevin Byard is still upset. It's kind of the general theme that I'm taking away from it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good column. It's an interesting column. And basically, taking it beyond Byard, you know, the point of, you know, something being amiss, or the fact that, you know, those three guys, we just talked about them. Those three guys are here, and all three guys have, I mean, because Henry got asked about this the other day too, have kind of had to be asked about this, these questions about, you know, about possibly being shopped. Right now, there's different. Now I heard Teron Davenport yesterday, on with Junie doing the TD Power Hour, kind of dunking on, like, he's like, "Did you hear that from the Titans?" You know, no. Okay. In other words, like the trade stuff about Tannehill and Henry, and that's true. However, the stuff did come from what I would call trustworthy reporters. And also, look, it makes sense. You know, I mean, it makes sense to look. I think what Gentry, and I kind of wrote this today in a different, like a different angle on it, but I think what this is an organization that wasn't sure what it was going to do, right? I mean, this entire offseason, again, what if Will Levis doesn't isn't available for them to move up and get in the second round, then they have like a high drafted receiver, right? And maybe they get one of those third round, whatever. And we're not asking the question, right? Like, we're not asking the question about what they're trying to do this year. Also, what if something really good materialized for Tannehill or Henry and they said, you know what, pull the trigger? Then there's no question. It's a rebuild. I mean, I can't begrudge like reacting to information and basically just like go, like if it happens, it happens. If not, you go this way. If this happens, then you go this way. They've come to this point where they're trying to be good this year, and they have a chance to win their division again, and that's what they are. So, like, I just – the only place where I disagree with Gentry a little bit is I just don't think – I mean, I think Byard definitely didn't like it, and he shouldn't have. But I don't think he really thinks that there's a chance – I mean, he got asked about also what could happen in the future, and he's like, control what I can control, right? That's the catchphrase. I don't see how he could think – that he actually might be moved or cut at this point, right? And I totally don't think he's going to be any different than he's ever been. He wasn't this week. He was the exact same guy. He's a great player, and he's a great teammate, and he's one of the two, three leaders of this team. So I kind of agree, but I kind of, like, in terms of, like, what it means moving forward, I don't think, I don't know, you tell me, maybe you guys disagree. I don't think this is going to be a big thing. It's just the reality of, like, we're coming close to the end here of this era.
Well, I don't know that I think it's going to be a big thing. Now, I do look, Kevin Byard is a human being, and I have no question that this pay cut conversation has really ticked him off. Like, and
sure,
I mean,
sure.
It's obvious. And the one thing that I will say is, like, he's got another year on his contract beyond this one. And if I'm Kevin Byard, I'm probably sitting here after that conversation takes place. And even if you're convinced that, you know, with the way everything's played out this offseason, that you're going to be here, you're going to be on the team, and you're not going to be traded in training camp or anything like that. Like, it's probably, if I'm Kevin Byard sitting here today, it's pretty difficult for me to imagine me being here next year, if that's the conversation that they're already having with me about my contract.
Yeah, look, I think the possibility of Byard not being here next year, absolutely on the table. And I'm sure that's, you know, I mean, if at some point, if you're him, you probably felt disrespected with this question. And also, that's, you know, not, I mean, that can't feel great, right? And for all these guys, I mean, for Tannehill too. I mean, Tannehill's sitting here and he might have a great year, and he probably knows it doesn't matter. Right.
Right.
He's so, It's this weird in between year of this transition, and look, Byard has every right to feel however he felt about that situation. I thought he'd let us in a little bit on that. He did not, but there's still, it wasn't as much as with Tannehill. Like, the Tannehill presser was like very clearly, you know, like he was not worried about, like, not letting us know that he was, right, like, somewhat stunned by some of the things they'd done. Byard didn't quite go there, but yeah, of course he was ticked off.
615-737-1025, our phone number. We'll continue the conversation on the Titans. We'll get to some of Joe's takeaways from day three of Titans minicamp and his impressions of minicamp overall for the Tennessee Titans, what it could mean for this group as they move forward. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.
Is Christian Fulton dealing with a soft tissue injury?
Get here on time and we'll answer some questions.
Coach, with physician group.
Like, what can you tell us about Christian Fulton's situation?
That Christian is here, is under contract, and I would imagine he'll be ready for training camp.
That was Mike Vrabel discussing the Christian Fulton situation and the attendance/tardiness of other media members. Joe Rexroad, good stuff from Vrabel there.
Yeah, well, and we don't need to play it, but then he went on to the next question, and at some point he stopped. And he's like, "Oh, you guys are." I wish I knew exactly what he said, but he yelled at me. He's like, "Oh, you guys are
tag team.
On a team. Oh yeah, tag team." And then I guess Kaharsia said something like, Well, you talk about teamwork with your team. Why can't we be Team H or something like that? I don't even know. This is why I liked when we had press conferences on Zoom, so you could just read the trolling that everybody would do. Like the day that Vrabel said Joe's a clown.
Did you like the press conferences on Zoom?
Dude, I mean, I had a blast in those chat rooms. I would just take it to Karski and Stillman. I would just absolutely lambaste them. And there were times when Vrabel could not help but laugh. Actually, one time there was like a Vanderbilt. I don't remember. You know, during COVID, Vanderbilt had like a press conference. Candace Lee had a press conference on Zoom. I think it might have been about hiring Clark Lee or something. And I put something on there about like Adam Sparks' accent, and she just busted out laughing in the middle of talking. It was so awesome.
So you are what? You are a crap disturber, as they say, one Tony Vitello has used on this program.
Exactly. And you can't do it as, you know, in the real press conference, you can't do it. But Vrabel was all like chipper yesterday. He's all, you know, okay, everybody, let's go around all the new faces, introduce yourself. And he's making jokes. But the thing is, on the Fulton thing, so the day before, Kaharski asked a question about Fulton, and Vrabel does, you've already reached your limit, Paul, you know.
Yeah.
Some people get mad about that. I mean, look, there's a back and forth, and we don't need to take any of it all that seriously, I don't think. But then, so then yesterday, Paul saves it to ask again, and Vrabel again does whatever he says there, you know. So it's like basically... Yeah, Paul was late, and he was. He got there like 10:03. Presser started at 10, but like that's okay. So now you've used the Paul tax. You've played the Paul card to twice not answer that question. So right. I was going to follow up anyway, but then Kaharski turns around and slaps my leg and tells me to ask. I'm like, I was already going to ask the question, jackass. So
it's beautiful.
Yeah, what teamwork? What teamwork? Yeah. I didn't know he slapped your leg. That's actually hilarious.
Yeah. And I'm like, shut up. I'm going to ask the question or someone. And that's what I said to Vrabel. I'm like, well, it should have been followed up yesterday, you know? So, you know, Titans media, take note. Because PK was right. Like yesterday, he was like, how come none of you guys then jumped in and said, fine, you're not going to answer that from Paul? Then answer it from me. That's what you got to do. And that is, I guess, teamwork.
Capital J Journalism. I got some tickets to give away to see Brian Adams with special guest Joan Jett and the Blackhearts coming up at Bridgestone Arena Saturday, June 17th. Be call number 561-573-7-1025. You'll win tickets to see Brian Adams and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts at Bridgestone Arena coming up Saturday, June 17th. This contest brought to you by Green Trees Company, a family-owned cannabis company and dispensary providing high-quality legal THC products for anyone seeking medicine, relief, or wellness, located in Hendersonville and a new location in West Nashville, and available online at greentreescompany.com. Joe Rexrode, what stood out to you in day three in Titans minicamp yesterday, the final day of mandatory minicamp?
Some more offensive success in the red zone. I'd say the play of the day went to Will Levis now and to Josh Wiley. Kind of an exciting, you know, a little rookie to rookie a moment there. It was red zone, you know, so you transition through the week into a lot of red zone at the end. Obviously red zone, very important in the NFL. I mean, it's the difference between W's and L's, and obviously it's been, for the most part, very good for the Titans in the last several years. But Levis now on a real football play, does he get caught and sacked? Maybe. It's close, but he evaded rush, rolled right, and so then you're kind of, you know, then Wiley kind of has to adjust his routes, flatten his route a little bit, and Levis just fires it in there, just lets it rip, and it's a pretty big time touchdown. I was behind the defense on their sideline, and Chris Harris, by the way, is the Chris Harris with the DBs is fun, man. That is a lot of fun. It is.
Not of Channel 4 News, but the Titans defensive backs coach, yes.
Wait, what's that?
Not of Channel 4 News, but the defensive backs coach, yes.
Good point. That is a good point. Well, we're going to have to Chris Harris is going to have to interview Chris Harris
at some point,
right? A little one-on-one. But it's reminiscent of Kerry Combs' days, Mr. Coffee. So, but he was like, they were like, ah! They were about ready to explode, and it's like, ah! Levis throws the TD to Wiley because like they were, I think they'd gotten a couple stops in a row. So they were, you know, and this is also, by the way, all these things are competitions for like the gassers they run at the end of practice, you know, so there's some stakes to it, but it was a big time play. Levis, Wiley, very excited. And, you know, it was good for him to have that. Because, look, Levis and Willis both had good moments. I would say, in my opinion, right at this moment, you know, it's not just that Willis is the two. Willis should be the two. I think Willis right now, I would say Willis had a little bit better week than Levis. I would also say it's not surprising. I'd say it's close enough right now to think when you're talking about a rookie who just got here, you could see, you know, him overtaking him in camp. But right now, they're both having some good moments, and they're both missing a lot of stuff, and they're both way behind Ryan Tannehill. I mean, that's one obvious takeaway. I think yesterday the kicker thing came to the forefront, and it's interesting. It's huge. I was sitting there with PK and Jill Jelinek, you know, watching. They finally put Trey Wolf and Caleb Shudak together on the field. I think the first day it was Wolf, the second day it was Shudak, right? I believe that's right.
Yes.
So yesterday it was good. I mean, Shudak 7 for 7, and I'm reading Jimmy Wyatt's thorough breakdown here at TennesseeTitans.com. 33, 39, 45, 50, 42, 38, 52, which makes him 14 of 15 in the minicamp. Trey Wolf, who does have a big leg, 6 of 7. He missed the 42, so I hit the other ones, which includes a 52 and a 50. So according to Wyatt, during open periods when you could track things, Wolf was 29 of 32. Again, Shudak 14 of 15 in minicamp, was banged up earlier. They both look like kickers. They both look like promising young kickers with big legs. And it's good to have good numbers in these situations. It's not game situations. I mean, it's the same operation, but it's still different, right? And so that's just – it's good to have a competition, I think. And I just I think Shudak is the guy that they have kind of – you know, that they've – had in mind as maybe their long-term kicker. So the preseason games, as meaningless as they are in so many ways, that is where there's a lot of meaning to me.
Well, kicking in game situations and, you know, determining, are you going to have to bring in a veteran at some point? Or are you going to be fine heading into training camp with these two battling it out for the kicking job? Like two guys that have never really kicked in the league before. So, you know, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but it would be great if one of these two could really grab the bull by the horns and be your kicker, not only this year, but your kicker kind of the future here as you're building that. But, I mean, the Shudak going 7 for 7 of 14 and 15 in camp, that sounds pretty good to me if I'm a Titans fan.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We have seen in some of these periods in the past when they've had, like, competitions, we've definitely seen worse performances. I agree. And I have no idea if there's any meaning to this at all. But PK and his spidey senses, he's like, you know, if you listen to like Shudak when he contacts the ball versus Wolf, Shudak does have a really good thump, whatever that means. He's got a deep bassy thump when he blasts the ball. So it would be
a veteran move from PK.
Exactly. Well, you know, he goes back to, you know, he goes back to when they were running straight up and, you know, Mark Mosley, you know.
Some of those Ivy League kickers? Yeah.
No, sure. Right, right. So, but look, Shudak, that would be a great outcome for the Titans if they have a reliable young kicker. But I don't know. It's just like there's still not – he did miss the short one in the Jacksonville game, right? I mean, that's there's still some question there, but, and there's still veterans out there that we've talked about. So, you know, you never know how that may go, you know, in camp. As far as anything else yesterday, you know, there wasn't a ton else from yesterday. Arden Key, this has been talked about a lot, but Arden Key is a guy who is fun to watch, and this is just shorts. So I'm excited about Arden Key, watching him in real football and what he brings once Landry gets back out there, and with everything else, Autry, Simmons, et cetera, could be fun to watch.
Joe, very quickly, from Tony on the text line, what about Colton Dowell and your impressions of him this week?
Interesting you asked about that, because I thought he had definitely his best day yesterday. Look, Colton Dowell is definitely going to be a guy who's fighting for a spot on this team without question. You know, does it, is it Colton Dowell against Racy McMath, or are they both on the team? You know, obviously everybody moves down a spot if the Titans do sign Hopkins. They sign Hopkins, that's the guys who should be fretting about it, right? Is the Dowells and the McMaths, not the Burks's. But Dowell looks good, and Dowell is, who was talking about this? Well, it was Burks. Dowell was like, basically like, this guy's really smart, and he like knows everything, and basically compared him to himself a year ago. Was like, yeah, like he like basically is handling it all a lot better than Burks did as a rookie. He's on top of things. So there may be a little bit of NWI vibes with Dowell right now.
Ooh, some NWI vibes. Gotta love that.
And by that, I mean a guy who's maxing himself and who is impressing the coaches and knows the playbook inside and out, which is what you should be doing as a pro.
Or did you mean Colton Dowell, wide receiver, too? Which one is it?
Well,
now that's a hot take.
Can you imagine those two in trips with McMath on one side? A deep defense might just forfeit.
They might. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for Call Your Shot Friday. We'll take your bold predictions, your called shots in the world of sports. 615-737-1025 on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. It is that time of the week, time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your called shots, your bold predictions on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Joe Rex Road, how did we do last week in Call Your Shot Friday?
Well, let's see here. Okay, well, let's see. I'll go with mine. Vanderbilt and Tennessee will both make the College World Series. Did not get that right. And I did not think we'd know by now that I was wrong with that. I thought maybe might be wrong this weekend, but yeah. Miami wins game 2. Yes. And Duncan Robinson will score 20 plus. He didn't, but he had that huge 10 in a row to start the fourth, so I think I get like a half credit for that one.
0.25.
Sure. Jack Eichel hat trick. Jack Eichel hat trick in game 1, Golden Knights win. The win did happen, the hat trick did not. And then we got the long-term one for me. Trotz trading up to number 5 and getting Swiss defenseman David Reinbacher. So just remember that one. Remember that name, folks.
By the way,
in a couple weeks, if that's what happens. Michelle, the Joker with a 40-point triple-double in game 2. That did not happen.
But he did have 40.
Yes. Game 3.
He did have the 30-20-10 the other day. Yeah. Right. Both the Heat and the Panthers will win titles now. They do. They are at 2 down 2-1. That last night kept that alive. So like you're still alive with that. Jimmy Butler and Bam will combine for more than 60 in game 2. I don't think that happened. Game 1 Game 1 Panthers roll 4-0 over the Golden Knights. It was 7-2 in game 2, so. And then the dream for all of us, John Hines will be the next coach of the New York Rangers. Oh my god. Is there anything new on that, by the way?
Not that I've seen.
Man, this is really intriguing.
We had Greg Wyshynski
Robbie,
on yesterday.
Admiral.
Oh, I was just going to say, he said you know he's still a hot candidate for the job, but that's it.
Did he frame it as Hines Laviolette?
Yes.
That's so awesome.
Oh, I love it so much. Robbie, finally, you get to a team that we should be talking more about. The Admirals will win the Calder Cup. Sadly, wrong.
Maybe next year.
DeAndre Hopkins will sign with the Buffalo Bills, which at this point I think is dead. Now, that still could end up. I mean, who knows before it's all said and done. Kachuk, overtime game winner in game 7 on the road for the Panthers. Ah, man, I'm here for it. He had the huge tying goal last night. I got something for him today. And Ja Morant suspended 25 plus games by the NBA, and we're going to find out about that as soon as the series is over.
We will find out about that. Michelle Knezevic, get us rolling today with today's version of Call Your Shot Friday.
Okay, let's go. DeAndre Hopkins visiting the Titans this weekend. By this time next week, he will be a Tennessee Titan, and I will predict predict the contract. Okay, I'm going to say it's a $10 million 1 year, but a lot of incentives where he could reach above $15 million.
Okay.
I think that would be good. Okay, moving to the Stanley Cup Finals. Game 4, the Panthers will tie the series, and Matthew Tkachuk will have 2 goals.
All right. We got to get you and Nick Keyser to work on something, but we'll get to that here in a second.
Tkachuk. Okay, I thought he was saying it right, so then I changed it because I thought I was saying it right.
No, he's dead wrong. You don't pronounce the T.
Okay,
the T does not exist.
Okay, Tkachuk. Okay. Okay, okay, we'll move on.
Dang it, Keyser.
It kills me every time Nick does it. I'm like, Nick, come on, man.
Okay, that makes me feel so much better because I'm like, how does he say it like that? Okay, that's a story for another day. Kentucky beats LSU in the series.
I knew this would be your shot.
And on the third, it'll go to 3 games. Kentucky will win in extra innings on game 3.
Okay.
And Tennessee gets swept by in Hattiesburg, and they will have less than 15 runs all weekend.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. That's
all
I got.
If they get swept, that's 7.5 runs a game.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's actually good.
Joe, you're called shots.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yep.
The Vols' hatred is real. Is it not?
It is. I got one coming up.
The Vols get swept in Hattiesburg and don't even get Applebee's on the way out of town. All right. I've got the Vols losing the opener on Saturday to Tanner Hall, an absolute stud for Southern Miss. He is an ace on any team in college baseball. But they win the series. They win game 3 in extras with a home run from Christian Moore to advance to Omaha.
Okay.
Keith Tkachuk has a hat trick.
Well, it's going to be hard for Keith Tkachuk to have one, but maybe Matthew.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. I used to hate Keith Tkachuk, by the way. Hat trick will tie up the series. You know, Nick Keyser, I bet you, pronounces all the Admirals' names right.
I bet he does.
Well, I know he knows hockey really well and all the pronunciation, so I'm like, okay, I must be doing it wrong. But now I feel good that I wasn't.
It's him.
This is like Justin Bradford, right? So, what do you think about Mikal Granlund? You mean McEnglin? What? All right. Tonight, Kevin Love and Cody Zeller combine for 15 and 10.
Okay.
And the Heat win.
Ooh, okay.
I'm seeing the reserve big man playing a big role. And I think this is a shot. The Titans will not sign DeAndre Hopkins. At this point, I think that's a shot. I mean, they're the Vegas favorite.
Sure. There you go. We'll allow it. All right, my called shots. Gabe Vincent will score 22 points exactly tonight in game 4. 22 points for Gabe Vincent tonight in game 4. Jamal Murray will not hit a single 3 in the game. Not 1 3 will be hit.
That's a shot.
Not 1 3 from Jamal Murray tonight in the game against the Miami Heat. LSU will outscore Kentucky 23-6 in 2 games.
The hatred.
In the super regional, 23-6, outscoring like a nice football game out there. And LSU sweeps Kentucky on the at home in that one. And then finally, Matthew Tkachuk and Carter Verhaeghe, 2 goals apiece in game 4 for the Florida Panthers. 2 goals apiece for Verhaeghe and for Tkachuk in game 4 for the Panthers. What do you think of that one, Joe Rexer?
I like it. The heroes of game 3. They're going to need them to continue to produce heroics.
They are. Matthew from Jolton on the text line says, D-Hop will sign with the Titans, and him and Burks will both be 1,000-yard receivers. UC Saros will be traded before the draft. This is from Matthew from Jolton on the text line. What do you think of all that?
Well, the first one is a much bigger shot than the second one. But that's some good shots right there. If that happens, Titans going, what, 14-3?
I mean, if D-Hop signs with the Titans and he and Burks are both 1,000-yard guys,
be averaging that's be pretty 40 darn good points a game.
For the Titans.
Make way on Broadway for the Lombardi.
Well, what's Derrick Henry rushing for, if that's the case? Is he going for 1,500?
Or maybe he 2,000. Only gets like 8 carries a game, and they're just a zip-it-around-the-field offense.
Well, maybe so. 615-737-1025, our phone number. We'll continue to take your called shots on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Speaking of DeAndre Hopkins, well, we caught up with our friend Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports yesterday, and he had a lot of very, very interesting things to say on the DeAndre Hopkins front. We'll play that conversation for you coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.